The Trump administration has been called the wealthiest in history. Cabinet members and nominees have a combined net worth of $10 billion. John Ryan with KUOW's politics team tells us about one of the wealthiest nominees and how his investments could hurt Puget Sound.
When orcas pass by the west coast of San Juan Island, underwater microphones pick up their calls. Jane Cogan often listens to those hydrophones. They tell her when to go out on our deck and look for whales.
We have whales here almost every day of the year.
She also gets to see and hear oil tankers in the same waters.
We see a few a month.
Cogan says she's concerned about increasing tanker traffic as more oil from Alberta finds its way to market through U.S. waters.
How do we make sure the whales are protected from an oil spill?
Last week, an unusual oil tanker chugged by her home on San Juan Island. Here's what the hydrophones picked up as it steamed north to Canada. The tanker's called the High Mercury. What makes it unusual is who owns it. The tanker is registered in Hong Kong, but the shipping company that owns it is based in Connecticut. And that company is partly owned by a Florida billionaire named Wilbur Ross. Very soon, Ross could be in charge of the rules that oil tankers and orcas have to live with in these waters.
Good morning. We are meeting today to consider the nomination of Mr. Wilbur Ross to be the next Secretary of Commerce.
To be considered for a cabinet post, nominees have to disclose their financial ties. Ross has a net worth of nearly $3 billion, with investments in a wide range of businesses. Ross told federal ethics officials he would sell off more than 80 different assets if he gets the Commerce job. But Ross says he is holding on to 11 investments in real estate and international shipping. Those include the Diamond S Shipping Company and its fleet of oil tankers. Here's Washington Senator Maria Cantwell questioning Ross at his confirmation hearing last month.
Your ethics documentation is not requiring you to divest of your Diamond Shipping Company, which operates 33 tanker vessels and transports petroleum products of over $1.2 billion. Is that correct? You're not divesting from that?
That is correct. The research we've done suggests that there has never been a shipping case come before the Department of Commerce.
The senator was not satisfied with that answer.
There are many, 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 many aspects to your new job that will be about the regulation of this industry.
One of the main branches of the Commerce Department is the Federal Oceans Agency, known as NOAA. Among other things, NOAA determines how much polluters have to pay when they spill oil. And NOAA is responsible for protecting marine mammals like orcas. Ross said he would no longer be involved in operating his shipping business, and he would step aside from his commerce duties in any gray areas.
I intend to be quite scrupulous about recusal in any topic where there's the slightest scintilla of doubt.
In response to her written follow-up questions, Ross told Cantwell he'd only recuse himself in the unlikely event of an oil spill from a Diamond S tanker. The next day, Cantwell and the rest of the Senate Commerce Committee unanimously sent Ross's nomination on to the full Senate. Fred Fellerman has more than a scintilla of doubt about Ross. The longtime oil spill activist is now a Seattle port commissioner.
There would certainly be plenty of room for a conflict of interest for a tanker owner to be heading up NOAA. There's no question about that.
Whether or not a Diamond S tanker has a spill, Ross could profit by decisions he makes or supervises at NOAA. Fellerman's big concern is the possible sevenfold increase in tanker traffic with a newly approved pipeline from Alberta to Vancouver, B.C.
And now we're looking at a Canadian project, you know, filling our waters with these tankers and potentially not being able to rise to the occasion because the Trump administration.
A final confirmation vote for Wilbur Ross is scheduled for Monday. That's the same day that his tanker, the High Mercury, is scheduled to complete its latest journey from Vancouver, past the San Juan Islands, and down to Mexico with a load of Canadian petroleum products. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.